This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We turn now to American trade policy, new NAFTA, specifically the USMCA, officially. It has yet to be taken up by Congress, which it will eventually have to be, and there are a lot of things holding it up. Domestic politics here, yes, but also domestic politics in Mexico, specifically some promised labor reforms there, organized labor, to be precise, unions, which, in the way that global trade kind of works, is going to affect what Democrats and labor unions here have to say about the trade deal. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains what's going on.
Low-wage workers have been an important driver of Mexico's economy for decades.
At least since the beginning of the first NAFTA in 1994.
Sandra Pulaski is with the International Institute for Sustainable Development. She says one reason wages have stayed so low in Mexico is that unions there have been more aligned with government and company management instead of workers. Also,
corrupt unions that weren't real, that didn't have any members, but that made a contract in order to preclude any unions from getting organized.
The pending reforms, supported by Mexico's new left-leaning president, are set to change that. Gustavo Flores Macias is a professor of government at Cornell University.
At least on paper, unions will be forced to elect their leaders through free and secret ballots. And every 4 years, workers will have to vote explicitly on their collective bargaining agreements. It's a major accomplishment.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats have said these reforms are necessary before Congress can take up the USMCA. And just passing the new law won't be enough. Celeste Drake is a trade specialist at the AFL-CIO, which represents 12 million union workers in the U.S.
So we want to make sure that the labor law reform has been enacted and is being fully implemented. Then we're going to be looking for what are the steps that are being taken to make sure that the regulations are written, to make sure that the inspectors are funded, hired, and trained.
She says the AFL-CIO won't support a vote on the USMCA until it sees these new laws are working and other labor provisions in the deal have stronger enforcement procedures. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.